Hello, Jimmy?
Yes.
Hi, Jimmy. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone Capital. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. The reason why I'm calling you is because right now we'd like to provide you with the best and most profitable option for you to grow and expand your business. That's what we basically do. And I wanted to talk to you about your business. It says Yours and Tomorrow LLC. What do you guys do over there?
We do home construction and remodeling.
Oh, so I see. Okay, so that's the type of business. So it's a home remodeling company. And how long have you been in business?
25 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, 25 years. Your monthly revenue, what would you average that out to be?
Our monthly revenue would probably be about $35,000 a month right now.
On the average. Okay, that's good. Do you have any loans or any existing advances with anybody else?
No, I do not.
Okay, good. I have your email here, and I need to get that correctly or corrected if it's not the one. I have it at M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, U as in Union, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, P as in Paul. number1@gmail.com. Does that sound good?
No. Oh, that's wrong.
Okay. That's what I like to do, check. Could you give it to me, phonetic alphabet, such as A as in Apple, B as in Boy for me, please?
Mm-hmm. It'll be J as in James.
Uh-huh.
L as in Larry.
Yes.
W as in Walter.
Mm-hmm.
J as in James.
Mm-hmm.
Yards, YARDS.
Uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
Okay. So, James, Larry, Walter, James again, yards
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
gmail.com. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Copy that. And do you see why I like to confirm? Because we got something totally different, and that's why sometimes we don't get, or my customers don't get the actual email that I need to send out. Your phone number, the one that I'm calling, will be the best number to contact you at, the one ending with 4420, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Copy that. Okay. And let's see here. Yards of Tomorrow, LLC, that is the actual legal name or business?
Yes.
Business. Okay, very good. Okay, copy that.
That's the legal name. Mm-hmm.
Legal name, okay. The only thing that I don't have, Jimmy, is your last name.
Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R.
Weber's, W-E-B-B-R-E-R, right?
Right.
Okay, copy that. Now, provided that we have everything in order here, time in the business, any partners or are you a sole proprietor?
No partners, no.
Okay, so sole proprietor, copy that.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get you everything outstanding at the best possible rates and terms, how much would you be looking to get in capital?
Right now, we are good. We are good.
You don't, we would like to do is, because I don't know if you understand what I'm going to tell you right now, in the sense that sometimes we feel so comfortable, and right now, and I don't mean to use no strict tactics whatsoever, but right now, we have capital available. We have lenders that are looking to do anything and go above and beyond to be, the best entities where you can get your funds from. They're prepared to do outstanding numbers. And it will be a good idea, because we don't know with this economy if we will hit something, God forbid, a recession or anything like that. And I would like to present you that opportunity to take advantage of that. What will be a number that you'll be – because you can use the money to expand. You can use the money to do anything, inventory, whatever, whichever it is. Sometimes it's better, as most bankers do, to work with other people's money and keep your own money saved. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, as expanding part, we already have three companies already. Well, one in Texas, one Arkansas, and one in Oklahoma. So I already have those three going. And,
well, you're supposed to work.
Huh?
Working capital, I'm telling you, it's better for you to use that money, keep yours in the bank, keeps your, and use somebody else's money, double it,
right,
whatever. You know what I mean? So how much do you think you will, how much do you think you will need?
You know what? I'm gonna just put a number there. I'm gonna say, let's say about 400,000.
Okay, let's just say 400,000. Okay. Very good. And like I said, this will be working capital, or you will put it to work?
It'll be put to work.
So expansions or anything, whatever it is that you want. Okay, very good. And if we would get this, how soon do you need this? Would you take advantage of this ASAP?
Yeah, I would.
Very good. Okay, I just wanted to tell you that what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to submit this, all the information. I will send you the application, and it will be under David, coming from David at milestonecapitalfunding.com. You will click on there, and it will basically, it's very easy. You can access it with your phone or your computer. And basically, all you have to do is click there, and it will ask you to please drag some of your bank statements, the last 4 months of your bank statements. And right after that, an underwriter will possibly contact you within the next, maybe 15, 20 minutes right after you do that, or right after I submit the application. And that way, basically, all he's going to do initially is, you know, they match everything that I'm telling you, that you told me, you know, 25 years in business, looking for 400,000 ASAP, that you are home remodeling a company. You earn about 35K per month. So all those questions, I mean, it's just going to say that, oh, yeah, it is true. You know, this is what happened. So those are just confirmation answers that you're going to give him, and that's it. After that, he's going to take everything, put the deal together, present it to you on your table, and if you take advantage of it, then we'll be able to be partners in this endeavor, okay? But as of right now, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity and for initiating this next steps. Becoming part of our family, okay? Thank you very much, Jimmy. Have a wonderful day, okay? God bless.
All right.
Okay?
You do the same. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Take care.